Local, state, and federal officials participated in a two-day strategic energy summit in Fairbanks over the weekend. The focus of the meetings was a synthetic fuel project being pursued by the Fairbanks North Star Borough. The proposed facility would turn local coal and potentially biomass into a synthetic diesel for heating, transportation, and electricity generation. Senator Ted Stevens says Alaska is well-positioned to take advantage of proven coal-to-liquids technology.
If you fly out of a plane today from South Africa, the chances are the plane you're on will use fuels that are made through a similar process. This is not something new in the world. It's just new for us. But with half the coal in the United States, we should move forward and we should demonstrate this.
A key element to moving the Fairbanks Coal to Liquids project ahead is gaining the support of nearby Eielson Air Force Base as a potential partner and fuel customer. Pacific Commander General Carol Chandler says the Air Force is the largest consumer of energy in the U.S. military.
In fact, we spent $6 billion last year on jet fuel, which comprises about 80% of our 80% of our energy costs in the Air Force. $12.5 million of those dollars were spent right here at Eielson. Now, that was at a rate of about $2.20 a gallon. Today, we're not quite paying twice that, but almost. So for that reason, I would tell you that we're very, very interested in new ideas.
The Air Force is already in the process of certifying its fleet of planes to use synthetic fuels. Senator Stevens says availability of a locally produced, lower-cost fuel could help protect Alaska military installations like Eielson from being targeted for closure.
Every administration, the last three administrations, have had a BRAC process. This next administration surely will have one. And one of the key problems for us will be that each of these bases in Alaska are very high cost because of the energy crisis. And I think that this project, if we can get going, we can demonstrate our willingness to the state, city, everyone be involved in making this project go forward. I think it'll have a lot to do with quieting down cries for some type of elimination of one or more of our bases because of costs.
Stevens says $10 million has been added to the defense budget to pursue development of a regional coal-to-liquids plant at Eielson. He says it makes sense to invest in the plant, which could cost as much as $2 billion because high oil prices are here to stay. Congressman Don Young says the United States needs increased domestic production to stabilize energy prices.
We have to start producing energy today, from coal especially, and fossil fuels that are liquid, so that as the consumption rate goes up nationally and globally, that the price won't just get out of our reach and kill this economy. And that's what we're going to do with this project.
Among those also on hand for the Fairbanks meetings were U.S. Energy Department Undersecretary Clarence Albright, State House Speaker John Harris, Alaska Energy Authority Director Steve Hagenson, as well as Alaska Railroad and Usabelli Coal Mine officials. The synthetic fuel plant is currently the subject of an engineering study due to be completed in September.